For 18 months, the Sex Discrimination Commissioner, Elizabeth Broderick, immersed herself in defence culture as part of the review she led into the treatment of women in the defence forces. The Commissioner says this latest episode is a setback, and she admits there are men in defence who've been living under a rock and who can't change their behaviour, who mistakenly believe women have no place in the military. Commissioner Broderick has been speaking to Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.
I was absolutely appalled. I was appalled because I've worked with the military over the last 18 months. I've conducted what's probably the most detailed review into the culture, been to 36 military bases up to Afghanistan, and I'd heard a lot of positive stories. But yes, also, Sabra, I'd heard many distressing stories, where women had been demeaned, where there was extreme exclusion. So in one sense, I was appalled, but was I totally surprised? No, I think I'd have to say no.
General Morrison says that materials repugnant, derogatory and demeaning. Is there a core group of men within defence beyond change?
Well, there are men that I met as I travelled around who clearly thought that women had no place in Australia's military. They were men who just didn't get that actually the future capability and sustainability of the military was based on both women and men contributing. So there's no question that there's a small group of those men, but then there's probably a slightly larger group who don't think that men and women are equal, that actually it's still primarily an organisation for blokes' business. And then, of course, you've got, I think, the overwhelming majority who recognise that both men and women can contribute equally.
Some of this activity appears to have happened before your investigation. It's like they're thumbing their noses at defence hierarchy and you.
Well, I don't know with thumbing their nose. I think what we've seen with the incident and the revelations yesterday is just the difficulty of cultural change in a complex organisation. I mean, the fact that it went from very senior officers right down to general enlistment, it was people who'd been in there 10, 15 years who obviously are no doubt across the changes that are happening in Army, and there have been some really significant changes. But for whatever reason, continue to act in a manner which is just so inconsistent with the values. But yes, they've either been living under a rock or they just cannot change their behaviour. And in that case, I'd have to question whether there's a future for them in Army.
What does it say to you that senior chain of command men are involved in this?
That one of the things about an organisation like Defence and this ADF is the chain of command, I think, exacerbates some of the issues around sexual harassment, sexual abuse, sexism. Because for many women, where can they go if those up the chain of command are not necessarily sympathetic to their particular situation? So the fact that senior members of a chain of command are there, I think, tells you that this is a cultural issue, it's systemic, it's across, many different layers of the organisation, and it's not just strong leadership that's necessary, but actually it's working with those bulk of cultural ambassadors, those men that sit in the middle rank who've been there for many years, to help them understand why it is that this needs to stop, but also that the organisation needs to change.
The Sex Discrimination Commissioner, Elizabeth Broderick, speaking there with Sabra Lane.